Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Good to talk to you.
Why would Liz Truss's tax plans lose you the next election?
Well, look, we've made the argument, I've made it, Nigel Lawson's made it, that we need to be very careful with public enemy number one, which is inflation. And if we don't get inflation down, we know, according to the economist Liz has herself cited, that interest rates could, and they've argued, should go up to close to 7%. Well, a tax cut of £400 that costs you £7,000 on your mortgage bill seems like a pretty lousy deal, both economically, both morally, but I think electorally as well.
So it would be electorally a disaster, essentially, you're saying, for your party if she was to go ahead with it?
Well, I think we're walking a tightrope at the moment, and it's right that we have a robust debate about the policies that we approach this on. I think public enemy number one is inflation. We've got to get inflation down. If we don't, then it eats away at people's savings. Any money that is handed back to people through tax cuts will be taken away with higher inflation and higher interest rates on the other hand. And of course, we've got an election in 2 years' time. People are going to judge us on the credibility and the fairness with which we approach the current global challenges with inflation, but which, of course, hitting people up and down the country in the UK.
You've called it an electoral suicide note in an article this morning. Why is that? You're saying that if she was to go ahead with these tax cuts, which you say would be inflationary, people would simply not have enough money to pay their energy bills, which we know are going to go up by thousands of pounds.
Two issues here. First of all, unfunded tax cuts to the tune of £50-60 billion will push inflation up rather than help get it down. We know that that will have an impact on interest rates. If interest rates keep going up to the tune that Patrick Minford, the economist cited by Liz, has suggested, to 5-7%, if it goes up to 7%, that's an extra £7,000 on people's mortgage payments. So not only will it not help them economically, but I think we would be punished politically. And of course, there's the here and now. I think with the challenges that we see, with energy bills rising in the autumn, I think we've got to have an approach which gives people immediate support, particularly the most vulnerable in our society. Now, Liz has ruled out direct payments to provide that support. Rishi has provided support in the past. There's already an enormous package of support provided. He's been clear he will cut VAT on energy bills, and he's also been clear, and he recognises the hardship that particularly the poorest in our country will be facing this autumn, that we will have to provide, and we'll be willing to provide, more direct payments, and we'll have to find the savings in order to fund that. These are extraordinary times, but we must make sure the most vulnerable in our society are properly looked after.
Let's talk about these direct payments that Rishi Sunak, who you're supporting, has promised today. He said, if you vote for me, guaranteed to support everybody, but particularly the poorest. What sort of level are we talking about? Because people are hearing today their energy bills will be £4,200 on average next year. They're getting £400 at least this autumn. Are we talking about something of that magnitude again?
Well, look, first of all, extraordinary times, and we must help the most vulnerable in our society. And I don't think any of the measures announced so far by any of the candidates will provide adequate support. So Rishi is saying we must deal with that. We must deal with the here and now in a way that doesn't impact on inflation. Secondly, we'll need to see precisely at what level energy bills are and all the issues around the cap. But we'll also need to see how much savings we've got, because there is always an underspend that comes in from government spending each year, and he wants to find the funding for that direct payment in support for the most vulnerable from savings in government spending, because he doesn't want to push up the debt any further. So that's a judgment call, but the principle is clear. I think Liz has been very clear. She doesn't want what she's called extra handouts, and I think we understand that. But in extraordinary times, I think direct payments will be the only way to see the most vulnerable through this very, very difficult winter that we see coming up before us.
But we don't necessarily need to wait till the end of August to know the magnitude of it, and he's not telling us how much it would be per family that he would give out to help people with their energy bills. It depends on efficiencies. I mean, are we talking about cuts?
No, well, first of all, the reason you wouldn't make the precise details of the budget published now is because you need to see exactly what the energy price is and the increase and the impact on the poorest is going to be, and we won't know that for several more weeks. It makes sense to do that when you've got the full information. But we are clear on the principle, and Rishi has been very clear, we will help direct payments to support the most vulnerable in our society. I think that's right as a matter of basic fairness. Okay, how we pay for that will be done through savings, and we know that under the, for example, just to give you one example, the capital underspend from government on an annual basis is often comes in around 8%. So there will be some financial support.
So billions.
So that, well, there will be a significant amount of money to be able to be available to provide that support. But the precise amount will be dependent on how much savings that we can find, bearing in mind the underspend, and also what the need is. And that's the fundamental thing. But what you can't do is let the most vulnerable in our society go through the autumn and the winter with the challenges of the rising energy bills that you describe and not be willing to take direct action.
So using that underspend to fund cuts to business taxes, which is what's being proposed by the Trust campaign, you think is irresponsible, the wrong use of that money?
We think that, for example, cutting corporation tax, which only helps the very biggest businesses, and the chances are that will be handed back through shareholder dividends, is the wrong use of precious resource at a time where many of those will be the most vulnerable in our society, those on the lowest income, pensioners, will be struggling to make ends meet. And I think it's important to test the approach of the different candidates and the different teams on the policy during the course of this leadership contest. And Rishi Sunak is clear, we will not allow the most vulnerable in our society to go through these difficult winter months without providing and without striving to give them more support to make sure that he can see them through the tough times, as he's already shown through the furlough scheme, through the package of support he's already provided on the cost of living. He's always been willing to do. He's the one with the clear plan to deal with not just rising inflation, business investment, but to deal with the real concerns and the real challenges ordinary hard-working people, but often the most vulnerable people in our society, have in the here and now. And I think that's what people expect from their government.